Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Today we're going to hear about what it means to have a sustainable Christmas. The Environment section of Clare County Council endeavours each year to ensure we enjoy Christmas in the most sustainable way possible. Reducing our consumption, being more environmentally conscious with our choices, and supporting local producers is not only kinder to the environment, but also to our pockets. There is so much we can do to ensure our Christmas is more sustainable. Karen Foley is Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council.
Well, for Clare County Council and us in the environment section, it is about really about the sustainable development goals. And when we talk about sustainability, it's done kind of in a wider context. So we're looking at the social side, our communities, sustaining our communities, trying to keep people in communities. We're looking at the jobs in the county. That's really, really important. And of course, then our main focus in the environment section would be the environmental element of the sustainable development goals. And as a local authority, we are sustainable development goal champions. So this is a space we're really looking to evolve and to make it easier for people to understand the concept of sustainability, and particularly the 17 global goals for a sustainable world.
And of course, it's not just the local authority, the public have a huge part
to play here as well.
And when we talk about having a sustainable Christmas then, what do we mean by that?
Well, sustainable Christmas, for me, it's about supporting local. You know, people are buying online now, they might be travelling to Dublin, but look, what about staying in the community, supporting your local craft fair, going into Innes or Scariff or Kilrush and supporting the local businesses there? Because in terms of sustainability, first of all, we're not driving far, and then we're keeping people with jobs in the community, so they're not travelling afar either. So all around that, supporting local businesses, supporting local food producers as well. So again, people who grow vegetables, who make food, and by buying local, there's less of a carbon footprint. So that's one of the key things really. If people can stay local and support local, you'll do a lot in terms of protecting the environment and sustaining Clare into the future as well.
After Christmas, we'll all want to be recycling, hopefully recycling a lot of material we want to dump, but we could actually start working on that now and prevent having all that rubbish.
Absolutely, Pat, and that's exactly right. There is this new concept called, well, maybe it's not new, but people mightn't be aware of it. It's called circular economy. People may hear that phrase, but there's a whole kind of movement around now, circular living. So it's basically preventing the generation of waste in the first place, as you mentioned. If you have waste, then it's about reusing it, repairing, mending, upcycling. And then third, which is really good, but not as good as preventing and reusing, is recycling. And if we can keep everything in that loop, it means we're not taking raw material from the planet and making things and using energy, etc. So it's all about keeping everything in the loop and keeping waste in the loop and reusing continually. But in terms of Christmas, a lot can be done around prevention, and a lot of it can be done around conscious shopping as well. Do we really need it? Does my son or daughter really need that big plastic item? Where am I going to put it? Am I going to have to deal with this in a few months' time and dispose of it? So it's just about thinking ahead about what's going to happen to what you buy after you use it. And I suppose going back as well, the prevention side, you can think about experiences as well. It's a great, great gift. We're all going to be thinking about gifts now, but experiences and, vouchers for different places to go. There's so many wonderful places around Clare where people can visit, and it's a lovely gift. But again, you're just kind of thinking about preventing waste in the first instance. Around Christmas time, you'll hear a lot about food waste as well. There can be an element around a lot of food waste being needing to be disposed of also. It's about shopping, storage, and cooking, basically. So when you're shopping, meal plan, have your shopping list with you. For storage then, you're talking about, you know, storing the potatoes in the right place. You know, you've got lettuce that you're putting it in a bag, and you're taking it out of the bag firstly and putting it into a container, and a little piece of tissue will help it stop breaking down. So it's just kind of different tips and ideas, and it's all online. You can look it up to store things correctly so they'll last longer. And of course, check your use by dates and all that as well. And then of course, when you're cooking, some people say use the serving dishes is better, because then people take what they want, and then if there's leftovers, then you can freeze it. So it's all kind of a conscious kind of approach to food waste, to what we're buying for presents and different things, that we don't want waste at the end of it. But if we do, then we're looking at mending it, reusing it, upcycling it, you know, bringing it to the various wonderful charity shops around the county for reuse. Then as a last port of call then is, you know, if it can be recycled, make sure to recycle it and put it in. If it's food waste, into the food waste bin. If it can be recycled, it can go into the recycling bin. If it can't be, then it of course goes into the general waste bin. But like, yeah, so look at your waste, and there's a fantastic resource called mywaste.ie, and that'll tell, you know, it'll help people know what can and cannot be recycled. They can do a search there. So that's a very useful resource to have.
That was Karen Foley, Environmental Awareness Officer with Clare County Council. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.